You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about the latest news from Anthropic. They just raised $3.5 billion with a B dollars. It's kind of crazy that there's still this much development in the fundraising world with AI. We're going to get into all the nitty gritty details today. But before I do, Jane, why don't you tell them about our school community?
If you have ever wanted to start a side hustle or grow and scale your current business with AI tools, Jamie and I have started this school community, like you mentioned, where every single week we record exclusive videos we don't post anywhere else. And usually these videos are one of three things. Number one is a tutorial on a specific AI software that we are using. We show you exactly how we're using it. The second thing is the exact number breakdowns of our side hustles or our business growth metrics. We're like, look, you know, we spent X amount on this AI tool and it generated X amount in revenue. This stuff we don't really share publicly for obvious reasons, but for members of the school community, we do. And then the third thing is different side hustles and strategies where we're saying, look, we're trying out this new thing. This is what it's working. Sometimes it's as we're doing it. Sometimes it's like, look, I just had this incredible result on this AI growth hack for marketing, and we share it. So all of that's publicly available, or not publicly available, privately available in the school community. It's $19 a month. In the past, we had this at $100 a month. We had happy people paying that. But right now we do have a discount where it's $19 a month. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to grow and scale your current business or even your career and profession with AI tools, check out the AI Hustle School community. It is absolutely phenomenal. All right, let's get into what just happened with Anthropic. I guess, Jamie, give us kind of like the headline here, because this is an absolutely massive number. And then I have some really interesting things I've been noticing and want to bring up.
Yeah, so on Monday, they announced that they raised $3.5 billion, bringing their evaluation to $61.5 billion, which is, you know, pretty crazy. So they're in their Series E round right now with their investments. But, you know, it's pretty crazy. It mentions in the article that they're talking about, you know, Claude 3.7 Sonnet being the hybrid reasoning model. And so I think a lot of people are putting stock in that and kind of betting on the company, especially as the whole AI agent world is becoming, you know, a really big competition between all the different AI companies. So, Jane, what have you heard about this and what do you see in the future for Anthropic?
So the thing that I thought was mind-blowing is just like the numbers, right? So $3.5 billion, that's amazing. They have a $61.5 billion post-money valuation, which is interesting because I believe, I'll fact check this, but I believe that might be lower than what like XAI, I think they were trying to raise it $100 billion or something. So I'll fact check that and bring it back to you. But still, $61 billion, absolutely astronomical. They have a lot of the big players that are putting money into this. You have like Jane Street, Menlo Ventures, Salesforce Ventures, tons of others. This is a Series E, but what's interesting to me, like Cisco Investments, Fidelity Management, what's interesting to me is you have a lot of the like OG big companies. At this point, like when you're raising $3.5 billion, you need not just like a handful of solid investors, you need like a ton. Like this is a lot of money. And they also have to be really big companies, you know, General Catalyst or big VCs or actual companies. What's interesting is it's not just VC firms. You're getting like Cisco Investments and Salesforce Ventures and Fidelity Management and Research Company, which is like, so it's like kind of like these investment and research arms of big companies, some of them tech, some of them not, that are like, look, we need this technology, so we're going to invest into you. I think this is very interesting. And this is kind of the play that Anthropic has been doing this entire time. If you remember, they just recently closed, or they, I guess Amazon had kind of promised it, but they finally grabbed their like $4 billion from Amazon and AWS. So they go to like big companies as it seems to be like the main place. And it, you know, at this rate, when you need like $3.5 billion, this is the way to do it. What's crazy to me, last thing I'll say, because I want to get your take on this, Jamie, is like how much money they plan on using. So they raised $3.5 billion, and to most people, it's like, oh my gosh, that's absolutely incredible. That's a ton of money. I don't know if you've seen this, Jamie, but take a guess. If you haven't seen it already, guess. Otherwise, you can just tell us. Guess what the run rate, guess how much they're anticipating to spend in the next year at their company. Guess what their budget is for the next 365
days. I saw it already, but yeah, $3 billion in one
year. So crazy.
They're going to burn, which is insane.
Oh my gosh. So it's like they do this massive raise and everyone's like, oh my gosh, $3.5 billion. And it's like, yeah, that'll last us about a year. Then we got a couple months of like bridge the $0.5 billion. Then we got to figure out what we're doing next. So absolutely crazy. Anything stand out to you other than that about kind of what they're doing, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, the headline of the article seems insane, you know, to raise $3.5 billion. But then, you know, it makes a lot more sense once you realize the collaboration they are currently under with Amazon. A lot of their models are powering the new Alexa Plus. And there's also been news out of Amazon this week that they are really pushing for their own agent model and also, you know, some other things. So Amazon's really trying to play catch up here. And I think Anthropic is a good partner for them. So, you know, when you're partnered with someone like Amazon, and the $3.5 billion seems a lot more realistic, and you can see the justification for that.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw this, just another kind of side note. Amazon's new Alexa AI thing is $20 a month if you don't have a Prime membership, which I thought that was interesting. But what's cool is it comes for all Prime members. So anyways, I think there's a lot of really interesting stuff rolling out. And Anthropic is totally cashing in because they're kind of the model that is fueling it. Now, I think with the Alexa Plus, they might have said it's like model agnostic, so you can use another model if you want, but it's probably going to be the default one built in based off of their partnership. So I think that's really interesting. The other thing that stood out to me is when they said what they're going to spend the money on. Obviously, they're going to, like, they're one of the top AI companies, so they're going to push that forward. But they also said they're going to expand compute capacity. So like buying the chips, which is probably one of the most expensive things they have to do. And then they have all this crazy stuff that, I mean, I don't really know what they say. Maybe it's really buzzwordy. I don't know if that's on purpose or an accident, but they said they're going to, quote, deepen its research in mechanistic interoperability and alignment. I feel like there's a tongue twister. I pronounced that wrong.
It is a tongue twister.
It sound dumb, but I'm like, I don't even know what that means. And I don't know if most people do. Maybe you guys are all smarter than me. And in any case, I could take a guess, research. Anyways, it says they're also going to accelerate their international expansion. So I think the international expansion makes a lot of sense, right? Maybe this thing's really good in English, but it's terrible in French. And so like their customers are complaining over there. That makes a lot of sense to me. But I don't know. Some of the things sound kind of funny and buzzy, which is like, I don't know. You see this in these tech bubbles sometimes when it gets too buzzy and you don't understand. And you're like, everyone else is probably the smarter than me. Like, I'm probably the dumbest person in the room for not understanding. That's exactly what I felt about NFTs. And I'm like, oh, I'm just not going to buy them because I don't understand. Like, I just don't understand. And then it turns out they may have just been a massive bubble. So that's kind of funny. And I guess if you're a big NFT stan out there, you're like, no, they're super useful. So, you know, sorry to you if that's your opinion.
Yeah, I feel like Anthropic is one of those companies that has flown under the radar, at least in the past, you know, 6 to 9 months, because there hasn't been a lot of news. Last week, we covered the release of Claude 3.7 Sonnet. But I think, you know, this is definitely one of those companies I could see just getting fully acquired down the road by one of the big players, especially if they're already working closely with Amazon, if they're, you know, putting all their money into research and development and can come up with some really great products. I could see them just being outright acquired in the future. So we'll see what happens.
Yep, 100%. So how much money are they actually making? This is my first question. Whenever I see like the big headline, raise $3.5 billion, I'm like, how much money are they actually making? And the answer to that is they are currently making $1 billion. This is their annual revenue run rate about last year. And when they say run rate, that means like what they're on track to do over the next year. So it's kind of a sneaky thing. Like their annual revenue might have been like $500 million, but like they grew so much by the last quarter that they're on track to do $1 billion. So that's what they were saying last year. Apparently that number has increased by 30%. So far this year. So $1.3 billion. Maybe by the end of the year, they'll be on a $2 billion run rate. All that to say, like, raising 3.5 isn't that crazy when theoretically in 3.5 years, or I guess, you know, with the 30% boost in like less than 3 years, they could be making that. So it's not too crazy, but I mean, still huge numbers. And I'm impressed that they're making this money. It's all from their API. So pretty much developers putting this into stuff and then just consumers subscribing to it. Sometimes I wonder about some of like the not headline. Like if you're not OpenAI, I don't know like how much money everyone else is making. Like I worry about companies like Mistral or like kind of these other random LLMs that are like buzzy and people talk about them, but I never hear anyone actually using them. I think Anthropic, this is not the case. I think Anthropic is literally making money. They're doing good. I hear them powering all sorts of apps and programs. My developers love them. So I think Anthropic is one of these AI companies that's actually making money off of all of this, which is great.
Nice. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That really helps us out. And we read every single one and we love them. So leave us a review and then also be sure to check out our school community. Again, if you want to be a community of part of people who want to learn how to make money with AI and grow their business, that's where you want to be. So thanks for listening and we'll see you next time.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.